This episode is sponsored by Malibu. There's many lessons to be learned here on The Fundamental Guide to Life, but one lesson I've learned is that there's nothing better than listening to your favorite podcast while sipping on your favorite cocky tea. What do you know? I'm sipping on my favorite Malibu cocktail whilst recording your new favorite podcast, The Fundamental Guide to Life. So if you want to join me in a Gorgina cocky tea every week, check out at Malibu Rum UK on Instagram for gorgy recipes and lots of other fun stuff. Let the fun shine this winter with Hunsnet and Malibu. Over 18s only. Hello to all my Huns, Liz Hunning to the Fundamental Guide to Life. There's loads of Hun puns in this if you didn't guess already.
I love it.
I'd like to say a massive congrats, Hun, to my guest on the podcast this week, Shauna Phillips. We are going to go and try and get to the bottom of Shauna's Hundom and talk to her about her legendary skills at shutting down trolls on socials. So I'd like to say a big congrats to Shauna Phillips. Welcome to The Fundamental Guide.
Thank you for having me.
No, it's a pleasure to have you on. And as we were saying before we started recording, Hunsnet is a meme page about Huns, essentially. And your contribution to this is gold and will live on for all Hunternity.
I'm basically a philanthropist.
You are. Well, let's build a statue. Where do you want it?
Thank you. I don't like to be big-headed and put those things out there, but you've done it for me.
Do it, hun. Do it. No, seriously, welcome to the Fundamental Guide. It's a pleasure to have you here. Before we start and go into all things honey, what we like to do with all of our guests on the show is to find out what sort of hun you are. Now, as you know, there's plenty of types of huns. It's not a one-size-fits-all model. Before we go into that, how would you describe your hundom?
I would say I'm fierce, unapologetic, but the most empathetic hun you could ever find.
Yeah, because your huns need to look out for their girlies, don't they?
Completely. I feel like I've got a hard exterior, but literally you just tap a little bit and I am as soft as marshmallow.
Soft as marshmallow. Lovely. Great start. Right. Okay. So we're going to give you some scenarios, Shauna, and all you need to do is, there's no right or wrong answer. Don't worry. We're not judging because, you know, Huns supporting Huns and everything like that. We would like to know if you are a true Hun and what type of Hun you are. So first of all, let's start off. Can you do any dance routines to Steps?
I mean, I think I can do the 5, 6, 7, 8, but I think Steps would have something to say about that.
Well, we have some members of Steps on the Fundamental Guide already that we've recorded with. So I tell you what, when this episode goes out, perhaps, you know, you can record yourself doing some 5, 6, 7, 8 down all bar hun and we'll get them to judge.
Listen, I'll give it a go. That's what a hun does.
It does. A hun just goes out there, all hun blazing hun. Exactly. Right, so you're off out with your Gorgina girlies. Are you wearing a jeans and a nice top?
I am going to wear jeans and a nice top because I just feel like the hun shines through. I don't need to wear a frock because no. I am the frock.
You are. Don't let the clothes wear you, wear the clothes or something like that.
I am the label.
Exactly. Work the runway, sweetie. have you got a strappy kitten heel to go with them?
I am so glad kitten heels are back in fashion now, honestly. I'd never have been caught dead in them 5, 6, 7 years ago. But yeah. What did I know back then?
Well, it's all about evolution, hun, isn't it, hun?
It is. We might be in a climate crisis, but as long as kitten heels are back in style, I'm okay.
What happens at the end of a night out? Are the kitten heels in the hand, carrying them home with a kebab in hand, or is it...
No. So I do tend to bring a pair of Havanas with me,
yep.
But a kitten heel is a pretty sure and safe method, yep, of travel.
You can go from the beginning of the night to the end of the night in a kitten heel and just breeze through life, right?
And you can be as drunk as you want on the Smirnoff Ices, but a kitten heel will just never leave you straight. Like, I love it.
If in doubt, kitten heel it out.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
That's what I love about this podcast is like there's just loads of hun puns thrown all around. Quick question. Now, you mentioned Smirnoff Ice there. What is your hun drink?
Oh, so I used to be a Disaronno and Coke kind of gal.
Yeah.
Then I feel like that gets a bit sweet towards the end of the night. So I do like a vodka lemonade and lime. Oh.
A vodka lemonade and lime. I like a vodka soda. I've got to be honest with you. That's my new thing.
Nice.
Vodka, lime and soda. Always cordial though.
Always.
But with
with a little bit of a squeeze of lime in there just to make it look like you can handle hard stuff.
You know what you're doing. Yeah. Sometimes I like to have it in a wine glass as well, because I don't actually like to drink wine, but I like to look like I'm drinking wine.
100%. Now, I've spoken about this on the podcast with some of my previous guests. And for me, a wine glass can make or break a drink.
Oh. 100%. Like, I feel like a fierce female when I've got one of them in my hand. When it's just a normal glass, I just feel like I'm at a kid's party.
Exactly. Now, on the subject of glassware, something I talk about a lot on HunsNet is questionable glassware. Do you know what I mean with questionable glassware?
Yeah. Are you referring to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
No. Well, a little bit, but I'm talking about, you know, like when your girlies back in the day was like, oh, do you know what? It's Shauna's birthday. I'm going to get her a glittery glass.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever been given a glittery glass?
Yes. And I've actually got so many glasses out there that I've been sent just like as PR stuff. Honestly, I can only drink so much.
Now, you say being sent for PR stuff, they've been stolen from all bar Han, haven't they? Tell the truth.
Oh, no, listen. I am actually probably banned from Only Fools and Horses bar in Cyprus because I have a plethora of them.
I think Only Fools and Horses bar in Cyprus. I mean, that is Hun Peak of the podcast there.
There is a picture of me at the bar saying, do not serve this woman.
Do not serve this woman.
Unless it's in a plastic cup.
Plastic cup only. One thing we like to do as Huns is go full on Karen and speak to the manager. Are you the type of Hun that would speak to a manager?
I'm probably not, just because I hate being wrong. Uh-huh. So if someone was ever say to me, no, you can't do that, rather than give them the satisfaction, I'd be like, oh, okay, that's fine. I didn't want to do it anyway. And I'd walk away absolutely raging.
Fuming.
Yeah, rather than going, I want to see the manager, and then a manager reiterating what they've said and then having to walk off in a huff.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, I don't care anyway, babe. Like,
I didn't want to be here anyway. I was forced to be here. I was made to be here.
Even when I get a car parking ticket and like if the traffic warden's still there, I'm like, thanks, babe. Wanted it anyway. Like, you haven't ruined my day. And then get in the car and cry.
And get in the car and cry. No!
See if they do Klarna.
Yeah, exactly. Let's talk about that. How often do you get a car parking ticket?
Not very regularly, because I'm an Aries, so I know what times I need to be in places. I am scheduled out. Like, I don't go off the schedule.
So you're really into your horoscopes and mystical, yeah?
I am, but I do only care about my own one.
Like, exactly.
I couldn't tell you anything about any other month, but mine, I can tell you everything.
Are you the sort of person who's got crystals by the side of the bed?
No, my mum's bought me a crystal before. I don't know how much I'm... Yeah. I mean, if it works for you,
if it works for you.
And listen, I'll have a Sally Morgan all day long. Crystals, I'm not sure about.
How good is Sally Morgan's Instagram?
She's a babe.
I live for it. And in fact, actually, Sally is a dream guest on this podcast. So Sally, if you're listening, I hope you are.
She knows already.
She knows. She's in. Yeah, of course she does. Sally, I'm here for you, hon. You're on it. You're on it. Fabulous. We're gathering key information from all of our guests, and I need to know, I need your help.
Okay.
So, you know, we love an inspirational quote as Huns. So do you have an inspirational quote that you... Oh, okay, for the purpose of the tape, Shauna is now showing me her sweatshirt.
Yeah.
Shauna, please.
It says, if you are not angry, you are not paying attention. And I bought this in the wake of just violence against women and girls and just women, like, read the top. I don't even need to tell you anymore.
Exactly.
But I also have quotes next to my bedside table as well.
For the purpose of the tape, Shauna is showing us quotes on the side of her mirrored bedside cabinet.
My mirrored Dunelm bedside table, yep.
Oh. Yes.
So the quotes on the side of my bed, that one says, dream big, work hard and make it happen.
Hun.
And then the other one says, don't be a lady, be a legend.
Hun, now I've got to say to you, like, that you embody this.
Hun.
You're a hun. I tell you what, dictionary, H, hun, there needs to be no description, just you on your bed. Yeah. With your inspirational quotes around you.
I'm a jumper. Yeah, you're so right.
And do you know what? You mentioned something there which is so prevalent at the moment. Girls supporting girls. Look after your sisters. Sisters are doing it. Always got to support your huns out there, all huns blazing. Great message.
100%. And do you know what? It's not just about, oh, we've just got another dramatic woman. Like, no.
No.
The days of that are over. from now on, I've said I'm no longer going to be silent just to be polite.
I hear you. I think it's a great change. And I think for anybody who follows my page, obviously, I'm quite clearly not a woman, but my following is 80% women. And it's such a mindful thing for me, you know, girl power and all like that. It's time to have a bit of that and more of that. And great message. And I'm glad we can talk about that on the podcast.
Definitely.
You are a fully certified hun, as we said. I'm sure you get asked this all the time. I'm going to ask you to do it. I want you to congrats hun me. And okay. I want you to stare me dead in the eye. I want you to just absolutely relive that moment. Go on then.
Congrats, hun.
That cut deep to my soul. I love it.
Do you know, the dramatic pause in the middle was because I never ever intended of saying hun. I don't know where that came from, but it just hit me and I just said it. And I don't know where, because I don't even know if I said that as part of my vocab before that moment.
Yeah.
But now it is literally every second word. I just don't know where it came from, but I'm glad it did because it will hopefully get me a mortgage.
It will. It will. I'll pay your mortgage. Maybe I won't.
We've got that recording. I want to keep that in.
I want to talk about that because obviously Hunsnet memes and everything, as we said, it's, you know, you are cemented in Hun history now, and this will go on for years and years and years. It's
almost. What did you think when you heard it?
I saw it, and I was like, I think that day I memed it. But there is something that happens every week that you could literally refer to that. And it's brilliant. So I'd just like to say thank you so much for giving that, supporting the Huns, and giving your creative juices to the world to enjoy.
My pleasure.
Seriously though, how often do you get asked to do it?
Initially, when I first came out, it was every person.
Yeah.
And that was kind of, when I came out, it was just when TikTok was kind of blowing up. So there was a lot of that. And now it's probably every other person. And I'll be honest, it makes me kind of go inside myself because, I've just said it so many times. Yeah. I don't want people to think I'm like blowing my own trumpet. And the other side of it is there are actual times in life when I do genuinely want to say congrats, hun. So like when my friend told me she was pregnant, I wanted to say congrats, hun, to her. But then I thought, oh, that just sounds so bad, so big-headed. So I can't even say it anymore. I've ruined it for myself.
Oh, no. That makes me genuinely sad because honestly, it is something which is so ingrained in my life, you know, like, and so ingrained in the followers of my page's life that, you know, honestly, me and my friends will sit there and, you know what hunting is like. There's just so many like random moments.
Yeah.
And it just fits so well.
And also another, this is just like the cherry on top. My best friend who was running my Instagram while I was in Love Island, found out that she was pregnant with her second baby about 5 days after I left for Love Island. So I didn't know how, everyone knew, like my whole family knew, and I was the last one to find out. And that baby, who is now 1 and a few months, is now my goddaughter, and her name's Honey. She is the mascot.
This is like Inception. It's like it's all folding in on itself. It's brilliant.
Well, she got so many baby grows and bibs that said congrats, hun, on it.
Is it H-U-N or H? Is it?
It's H-O-N.
That's fine.
Do you know what? Semantics, we don't worry about them.
We'll just go with it. As part of the Fundamental Guide to Life, I have been putting together a bit of a timeline of key hun moments throughout the years. There's a book coming out next year. And in this is this hun timeline. And we found out that like peak hunting for things that we refer back to is around 2004, 2005. But of course, every year there is more content that comes out that can go on the timeline. And of course, congrats hun in 2020 was a huge part of it, as was Chanel the parrot, you know, of course.
I'm in good company.
Is there anything from the last, you know, timeline of hunting, and it can be absolutely anything from like butterfly clips in your hair to Gemma Collins being an absolute legend on the best season of Celebrity Big Brother. Mm-hmm. Is there any moment that stands out that really defines hun culture for you?
Oh, there's a few. So the Gemma Collins trying to explain to, I think, was it Tiffany?
Yeah.
That basically making someone a cup of tea is like giving someone £500. I've never related more to a sentence in my life. Honestly, And also, I absolutely live for Theresa May dragging Boris Johnson at every given opportunity. I could well up every time I watch PM's questions. And Theresa goes for him. I'm like, Theresa May, drag him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And then a young one who, she's also on my management, but I really do look at her as a little sister. She's probably too hun, but she will learn throughout as she gets older. Chloe Brockett in The Only Way is Essex.
Oh, hun.
She was born a hun. She oozes hun. And when I look at her, I think, God, I'm looking at myself 5-6 years ago. She's only like 21. So she is so quick with hunting. It's just crazy. So I think in about 5 years, there'll probably need to be a book on Chloe just being a hun on her own.
I'm happy to write it. No. Can I just ask you a quick question? Because this is something that I really struggle with. I really, really struggle with this. How could you describe hun culture to somebody who doesn't know about it?
I think a hun, or just hun culture in general, is just someone who is friendly to all to begin with, but will equally take no shit.
Yeah.
But is so good with it. So it doesn't need to be cutting. You don't need to be nasty, because we know ourselves and we're so comfortable in ourselves. We're comfortable with being pretty, with being funny, with being loud. We don't care. We are so good with not conforming to what everyone thinks we should be. In Love Island especially, I used to think that I really should just keep my mouth shut sometimes, because some of the boys used to say, oh, like, I hate loud girls. And I was like, oh, that's definitely me. Now I am loud and proud.
As Gemma would say, zero fucks given.
100%.
Exactly.
And only weirdos curl their hair with straighteners.
Gemma Collins' best bits on Big Brother. It's like the Bible for huns, isn't it? I watch it probably 3 to 5 times a week sometimes.
I do watch it once a month. It's like the New Testament. It is. Gemma Collins' best bits is actually, yeah. Get that fire exit door, I'm off.
Keep listening to Steph, hun.
Yeah. No, what was the other one? Who's the guy that played Christian?
Oh, John Partridge. You're obsessed with me.
Yeah, she dragged. Poor John. I hope he's all right, you know. Yeah.
Honestly, that's actually one of the, I've talked about this previously, but it was the Gemma Collins best bits that kind of led me to set up Hunsnet, because when I first moved to London, we'd go out in pubs and clubs and we'd be there. And I thought that my friendship group were the only ones laughing at this Gemma Collins thing. And we'd be in the smoking area of Heaven Nightclub or GAY Late or the like. And, you quote it, because that's what huns do, just dropping the hun bombs left, right and center. And then somebody else would, you know, exactly like what we've just done there, come back with a quote. And then obviously finding other amazing hun accounts online, I was like, this is a group of people that exists that, you know. And then, 4 years later, I'm talking to congrats hun, short of Phillips, on my podcast about hun done.
Well, do you know, me and Paige only really spoke via quotes in Love Island. Uh-huh. I feel like our whole entire friendship was just quoting memes. And so one of our favourites was, you can't catch me in those little high heels. And then we also had, you've got about as much decorum as a reversing dump truck with no tyres. Oh, and Leanne's favourite one was, I'm not just a little bit of a slag.
I'm a total slag. Do you know what I love about this? And for anybody who's listened to previous episodes of the podcast, I've been very, very lucky to meet some of my idols, you know, pop star idols and things like that. And I feel so comfortable with you, because I know that you get all of the reference to be able to talk about total slag. You know, it's such an important, it's such an important thing for me. Like, I didn't become a little bit of a slag. I became a total slag.
I can't tell you how many Sunday mornings that has been used in our group chats about how was your night last night?
I love it. I love it. It's one of my... It's the venom. It's the growl in the voice.
It's a movement.
Do you know what as well? Do you know what, on that particular clip on YouTube, what really frustrates me is that there's no HD footage of it.
No.
It's always that somebody's recording of it and somebody laughing in the background.
I don't think the writer realised what they was doing when they wrote that in.
That was a hum bomb going
that
off. That was dropping hum bombs, nuclear hum bombs. Brilliant. It's just, honestly, I'm sat here now. I'm genuinely sat here thinking about it. And in my head, I can see Jesse Wallace, Cat Slater, total slagging. What a day. What a day to be alive. So some great moments there on the calendar. Total Slag, I think, was 2015 on the Evolution. So
wow.
Isn't it amazing that for like 6 years now we've had that gem in our lives?
Oh, thank what was life before that, honestly? I don't know.
What was life like before Cat Slater became a total slag?
Yeah, I just don't know. I don't even want to bear it's not bear thinking about.
I'm not going back there.
Dark time.
There's another part as well, sorry to keep going on about this, but there's another part because obviously the whole scene is with
with a nun.
With the nuns.
With a nun.
And she says, I've slept with half of Latin. And when we do our hun brunches, which you must come to, by the way,
yes,
because it is like we've got all the sound clips on like a soundboard. and our DJ is like literally like you're in the middle of summer and he's like, I've slept with half of Latin. He has. So yeah, there we
that
are.
That needs to be like a new like church kind of thing. Yeah. It doesn't even need to be a brunch, just put us all in all pews,
yeah,
and just read from the New Testament.
Oh my god, this is like, to anybody not knowing about hun culture listening to this, I mean they probably wouldn't have got this far anyway, but
no,
for anybody dropping into this, there's like, seriously, what the fuck is going on?
What have I stumbled across?
what is this? Love it. Of course, we need to talk about Love Island.
Of course.
So you shot to fame on Love Island a couple of years ago. But we, you know, huns love a hollybob. And of course, going on Love Island, to us, the viewers, is like watching you guys on hollybob. Was it like that?
No.
No, I thought not.
No.
No. No. But you look, did you have a great time? Did you enjoy it looking back?
Do you know, the worst thing about Love Island is you only really enjoy it when you've left and then you look back at all of the things you was doing.
Yeah.
But when you're in there, you're just like, get that fire exit door on, off. Like, I'm done with playing games. I'm all ganged up.
I'm playing games. I've got to be honest with you. I love Love Island, but I must be honest with you that I literally say that quote when I watch it because there's too many games. You know, like the games, like the, oh, we're going to dress up as this and we're going to do that.
God, yeah. Oh, and boys, what would you change about your girl? I'm like, babe, I don't need to hear it.
Yeah, no, not for this.
I don't need you fuckers to pay my mortgage.
I got money. No, well, Gareth from Hunsnet's paying your mortgage. That's what he's
like. Yeah. I know, and then I'm like, producers, I do need
the money.
Do you
the
need money.
The money?
Don't
I do.
Kick me out, yeah.
Yeah, please don't. No, and if anybody's got any money,
if you could just go to my GoFundMe at Shauna Phillips.
PM me, babes. Fabulous. So let's talk about hollybobs. So would you rather be a hun in the sun in Falaraque or Magaluf? Mm. Where's your go-to hun hollybob destination?
I'm definitely more of an Iron Appa girl.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say Magaluf just because I think I'd struggle to spell Falaraque.
Yeah. Well, if in doubt, just spell it phonetically and then put E-H-H-H-H-H-H, Falaraque. Do you know what? I think that you being on Love Island, one of the things, obviously, pre-pandemic was go on Love Island and then go to Ibiza for the summer and be at all the parties and be all that.
Yeah.
You kind of haven't had that, have you? It's been robbed from you.
Well, it has. So I was back in England for 3 weeks before we went into lockdown.
Oh, wow.
But saying that, I try to think positively and think, do you know what? I feel like that could have potentially saved someone in maybe our series, potentially even me, because it was such a whirlwind.
Yeah.
That I feel like we almost needed that break, that stop. And you say, oh, like it stopped you from going this, that, and the other. But I think, you know what? We had time to kind of get used to what our life was going to be. So now I'm out and I feel like I'm kind of acclimatized a little bit.
I think that's a really good point. I don't know about you, but you know, the world has changed and sometimes I'll literally be walking. I'll be honest with you. I was playing the new Adele track this morning on the way to the gym. And I was literally walking down the street and I mean, she just literally stares into everyone's soul anyway. Thanks for that, Adele.
She reads me every time.
She's getting the house down boots. and you know, just listening to her sing, and obviously it's all emotional and stuff like that. And then sometimes you think, oh my God, what has happened to us? what the fucking hell has happened here, as Kim Woodburn would say.
Listen, when they started playing reruns of EastEnders and Corrie because they'd run out of episodes.
Mad.
That was potentially World War III.
Yeah.
Because like we was rationed.
Yeah.
They ran out of Loose Women episodes. Like when that happened,
yeah,
you do just go through it. It's only now that you're like,
yeah,
what on earth did we live through?
The key moment for me was obviously when the pasta and the bog roll at the beginning. Nobody had any of that.
Oh, Jesus Christ, yeah.
And I remember like being in my house with my boyfriend, and I was like, it was almost like something like The Day After Tomorrow or yeah. What's the one with Will Smith and the dog?
Oh, I Am Legend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to go out for food. And I went to Aldi and I went down the high road, turned the corner, and I saw people queuing outside Aldi for the first time. And it was literally like life in slow motion of watching people outside Aldi.
But you also enjoyed it because it was your only trip out. So it was like, oh, should we go Asda or Tesco today? Like, what one do you fancy?
We would go up to Big Sainsbury's as a day out, walking around, looking at the Habitat homeware, going, oh, I love that chopping board, because you couldn't buy anything.
No. And so when they ran out of tomato sauce, that's when I really did know we're up Ship Creek here. Like,
yeah.
Shit's going terribly wrong.
Yeah.
But I actually tweeted the other day when we all ran out of petrol because we all panicked. Well, not all of us, but the majority of the twats panic buyers. I said, like, our enemies do not need nuclear bombs for us. They just need to do a few. We're running out of petrol, running out of loo roll, running out of turkeys.
And we will combust.
And we're fucked. We're all fucked.
Do you know what? I was looking at the newspaper recently, and it's the scaremongering that goes on. It's like all of the toys are in containers in Dover. Your kids are going to have nothing.
Christmas is cancelled. And you think, do you know what? Last year, we couldn't spend it with our families.
Yeah.
So if there's a few kids in Chelsea that have got to go without their fucking bikes and this, that and the other, so be it. My heart ain't bleeding.
Oh,
it's not bleeding.
You are such a breath of fresh air. I need you need your own channel.
I need my own soapbox. So where is it?
Exactly. I love it. No, it's really refreshing. Thank you so much. Let's go back to the holiday questions. Mm-hmm. What's your white Isle of choice? Isle of Wight or Ibiza?
It'd have to be Ibiza.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm not a staycation queen.
No.
No.
Have you managed to get on Hollybobs this year?
I have. I've been twice, actually. I went to Marbella.
Uh-huh.
I'm also a double jab queen, purely for the fact that I want to go on holiday.
Exactly.
They could be injecting goat's piss into me. I don't actually care.
No,
I
hear you.
I've got to do a test.
Yeah, I hear you. I don't know about you. That was another key moment for me in the pandemic, was doing the PCR test for the first time. And I don't want to, let's not go on a gag reflex black hole, but I literally was like, I was in the test centre, literally, like, it was the worst day of my life. I was literally like, I've been, the worst.
My favourite part was when people say, and I frankly do not care whether you've got a vaccination or not. I don't ask people if they've had their MMR, so I don't care.
Yeah.
But my favourite one is when they go, I'm not going to get it because they're putting a microchip in me. And I just go, do you know what this is? Do you know what you carry around every day?
Next to you, yeah.
I can't tell you what's in it, but I can tell you a microchip ain't.
Yeah, exactly. Do you know what? I'd love for them to actually put a microchip in me. Perhaps I would get some mobile phone signal in Tottenham.
Listen, as soon as my kids are out the womb, they're getting microchipped, okay?
Well, we do it to our dogs and cats. Why not?
But we don't do it to our kids.
Exactly.
Something's gone terribly wrong there.
Okay, so you get one pick of the Canary Islands. Are you picking Tenerife, Tenors, or Hunzarotti?
I'm going to go with Hunzarotti just because I've been there a few times.
Yeah.
The beach is lovely. No, great restaurant where you can get a very good feed for like £20. It's going to be Hunzarotti for me.
I got very burnt once in Hunzarotti.
So like, I actually fainted from sunstroke because there's a breeze, isn't there?
That's hot.
You don't actually realise how hot it is because there's such a breeze.
Do you know what I love about holidays as well? Talking about sun cream, which I obviously didn't use that. Do you have any, like, I think Australian Gold sun, have you smelt that sun cream?
Yes.
That is hun. That is hun. That is gorgeous.
You can get it from Primark as well.
Oh.
Yeah. To die.
I love it. I love it. I love a good smell, like a nice hun smell. Like I like, I'm not all about Yankee candles and everything like that, but I love a good, nice smelling shower gel. And I mentioned this the other week and then got sent a massive box of them. So I'm going to mention
it
again.
Oh, yes, do it.
Let's do it. Let's drop it. So Cussons, do you know they do the marshmallow thing?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, That is my hun smell. Like,
and really? I'm
literally love a cousin's marshmallow.
Okay, well, let me get my bit in.
Go on.
I love a Radox.
A Radox? A
so
bubble bath?
So if anyone's out there,
yeah,
a Radox muscle-soaked bubble bath. Oh, yeah.
Hun, let's do it. Let's do
it. Should we just plug everything that we want?
Yeah, what do we want? Right. Oh, nice holiday. Another holiday this year.
A holiday to Dubai.
Yeah, I mean, I love Dubai. Some new Balenciaga trainers.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know what? Dental
Any
work in Turkey.
Surgery.
Yeah, I'm here for it. Oh, yeah.
Christmas might be cancelled, but my surgery ain't.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, what I love about you, Shauna, is not only are you amazing online, I think that you're a great influencer and you show it like it really is.
You're
an advocate for body positivity, but also you're really great at shutting down trolls online. And I was listening to one of your podcasts that you did with Reality Tea last year, the BBC one, and you described yourself as pretty sassy online. I agree. I think it's good.
I think, do you know what? I am so much more... Like my buck is so much worse than my bite.
Yeah.
And I use that to my greatest advantage.
Exactly. I think the thing is that, you know, online is such a minefield. Like, you know, even just somebody can put something out with the best intentions.
Oh,
and whether
yeah.
that's content, a song, a TV program, Twitter. I don't know about you, but I stay off Twitter as much as possible because that is like the dark hole. It's the dark hole, the cesspit of opinions. And I think that's a tricky place to be in. And I think the other thing as well, the one thing, I mean, I'm not front facing as much as you on my Instagram channel, but, you know, even as my channel has grown, you know, you get people talking about you personally. And I'm like, the comment section of Instagram and Twitter, as we mentioned there, can be pretty much of a dark hole. And we like to spread positivity. So... do you respond to negative comments or do you just leave it?
If it's a good one, like if it's just one that says like, oh, you look ugly, you look fat, this, that and the other, I don't care. But if they've put some time into it, or if it's so shockingly like poorly worded or spell or if they've got a picture that I can then pick apart like they've done to me, nine times out of 10, it's just a blank page with like nothing on it. If they give me content, I'm like, whew, you're fair game. I will go in on you.
The pitch is open. Let's play.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because you are very good at it, I've noticed on some of your posts. I'm going to give you some hun-based problems. My first one I had recently was, why do you always use the word darling in your posts? You use it too much. What would you respond to that? What should I respond?
I would reply, why do you care, darling?
Exactly. Exactly.
Because short and sweet, cut them.
Why do you care? What about hello, come and check out my pyramid scheme. I have many followers.
Leave the pyramids to the Egyptians, babe.
You are one walking soundbite. I love it. I love it. Okay. I've seen this one on people's profiles before. You'd be fit if you put more makeup on or wore less makeup. You can't win, can you? What would you say to that?
I'd say, and you'd never be fit to me, so what's your point?
Yeah, exactly. I don't even remember you. Who are you?
You could fall over into a puddle of MAC makeup. You still wouldn't be pretty to me, so I don't quite care.
Hun, everybody needs Shauna to shut down the trolls. There we go. Love it.
I should start charging for, like, comebacks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Other people do OnlyFans. You do only comebacks. There we are. Lovely. There's the business model.
Only hunbacks.
When I need a week off, hun, you're in.
My diary's open.
Part of the fundamental guide to life, you know, we love to live, love and laugh. Okay, and we are asking all the guests that come on the podcast, what tracks out there make them live, love and laugh?
Okay.
So these can be, you know, because music's such a big part of hun culture, right?
Yeah.
What's your favourite, before we go into the tracks, what's your favourite type of music? Are you Garage Queen or where are you at?
I'm very broad.
Yeah.
Like, so you could go on my Spotify, I would probably have... Boyzone,
mm-hmm.
I would probably have 50 Cent, I would have Garrett, like, I would have everything.
Yeah.
So I'm very broad when it comes to music. I think that's what you've got to be a hun.
Exactly, because you could be in loads of different, but you could be at a family party and you've got to light it up there with, you know,
exactly.
Shares Believe, and then you could be popping your puss down or Tiger and 50 Cent comes on.
And I can't do that with my aunt, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, Okay, so let's start then. So thinking about a track that makes you live, something that might make you put your handbag in the middle of the dance floor and pull out some questionable shapes around it.
Typically, I would probably say anything Queen Mariah, because, oh, does she not have a song for every occasion?
She does.
So like Fantasy, Honey, Dream Lover, all of them, Obsessed. That's a very good Hun track.
Yep.
But I do like a bit of J-Lo as well. They're from the same era.
They are.
And they honestly only get better with age. So anything Queen Mariah or Jenny from the Block, J-Lo.
I love Jenny from the Block. I was DJing last night and I play it. It's the track that people forget about. And I love Play as well. And I love the stuff she did with Ja Rule.
Everything. Every remix. Yep, everything.
And one thing that we love clips, obviously, Huns love clips online. The one Mariah clip I keep going back to is when she tells the backing singers to stop singing her part on America's, stop singing my part. That is.
Oh my God. Okay, but in terms of like J-Lo, I do think Mariah is probably a better singer, but J-Lo can act, can dance, can sing. She literally gets better with age. Like, I would marry her. I would want her to adopt me. Whatever she's up for, I'm down for. she's just amazing. I can't love her anymore.
We are a J-Lo stan account here.
100%.
Love it. If we wanted to get you in the mood for love or something mm-hmm. you might put on, you know, to stoke those romantic vibes, maybe stick on the Yankee Candle.
Oh, yeah.
And get all romantic. What soundtrack would it be?
I would probably play Jagged Edge, Let's Get Married. On repeat though, just that constantly on loop.
would it be the one with the remix?
What's
one?
That one.
Fabulous. that is a forgotten track as well. When that is dropped,
you can't beat 2000s R&B.
What was the other one I really liked? No More. Was it Rough Ends? No More.
No More. Oh my god! Guess who I saw the other day?
Who?
Damage. I saw them perform live.
Where did you see Damage?
At
the Kistry Festival.
Yep. And we also had, this is going to sound so bad, but I can only remember, Dane Bowles' band. What are they called?
Another Level.
Yes.
Yes.
They also performed.
Was Dane in it?
Yeah. Yep. And there's another guy in Another Level.
Yeah.
Is his name Mark or something like that? Well, there is a guy. He is hot as shit. He's probably got kids my age.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, he is hot.
Hot.
So Google that.
Do you think as well, like, I don't know about you, but I'm getting on a bit. I'm not going to drop my age if it's out there if you want to find out. But like, there's some hot dilfs out there at the minute. You know what I mean?
There really, really is. And I always wonder, like, when you get older, does your taste change? I don't know. Like, when I watch old, like, Keeping Up with the Kardashians, like Scott Disick, like way back when, he just looked like a pretty boy. Now, rough and ready. Oh!
I found this Instagram account the other day, and you might know it. Perhaps I'm late to the party, but there's an Instagram account called Dilfs of Disneyland.
Well, I don't know it, but I will know it after this.
That's your afternoon sorted, hun, okay? And you're very welcome. That's all I'm going
to
say.
I need to book a trip to Disneyland ASAP.
Exactly. And finally, you know the opening credits of Sex and the City where they're all walking down the street laughing?
Yeah.
What track would be playing in the background to make you laugh?
Oh, if I was with my girls and we were just like strutting our stuff, it would be Can't Hold Us Down.
Oh, Christina.
Yes.
Love it.
We would be in velour booty shorts.
Yeah.
And we would just be strutting our stuff.
Got the hat.
There'd be like a water
cannon. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, the Dirty Album by Christina Aguilera. Yes. That is definitely got it. In fact, I don't know whether I've put that on the Hun.
That needs to be added.
That needs to go on the timeline.
Yeah.
That definitely does. So after this, note to self, Christina's Dirty Album. Do you know what? I'm absolutely going to get red for filth when this comes out. And people are going to go, you forgot for this, you forgot that, you forgot that, you forgot this.
But, it just shows how broad Hun
culture is. Love it. So I absolutely fully support your tracks there. We're going to add them to a playlist. Thank you so much for giving those, Shauna. We stand with you on those. Now, we talked earlier about you're an expert at shutting down trolls, which we love. We'd like to use that skill that you have and that, you know, that empathy you mentioned it earlier on about being an empathetic hun, to sort out classic hun problems. Now, normally on podcasts, people go, oh, send us in your problems, and we will solve them. But what we've been doing, because we love nostalgia at Hunsnet, we have been looking at problem pages that were in magazines years ago. So I'm talking...
Toxic.
Exactly. So like... Your More magazines, your Just 17s, your Blisses. Did you read all of that sort of stuff?
Yes, and that's why we're all so screwed up.
Exactly, and I'm glad that we pointed that out. So what we're going to do is we're not going to give the advice that they give back in the day because, as you say, it's toxic.
I would love to see that.
So what we're going to do is we are going to give hun advice to them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, so here we go. This one was from Sugar Magazine, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. So it says, I'm in classes with a lot of my BFFs and secretly in love with maths. Oh. It's my favourite subject and I've been getting top marks on tests, which make me feel good. My friends think it's really lame, though, and call me a suck-up when our teacher says I've done well. What can I do? I'm going to start failing tests soon so I fit in. Really good at maths. Watford.
I so wish I had that problem. Like, maths was a daily battle for me. It still is.
Yeah.
Like, my mum had to pay for me to have a private tutor leading up to my GCSEs. Uh-huh. And even now when I have to, like, do maths, I seriously think that tutor must have gone home and pissed herself with her mates at some of the things that I was coming up with. And, like, thank God I got a C in my GCSEs. And I never, ever had to think about it again. And I never have.
Yeah.
Because if I failed that, I would still be resitting my maths now.
It's really important to you.
So oh my God, if anyone ever said to me, oh, I'm really good at maths, but like it's a secret, I'd be like, listen, get that on a jumper.
Yeah.
Because that is not something that a lot of us can preach about.
There's a merchandise opportunity there for you.
Oh, secretly in love with maths, yeah.
Secretly in love with maths. And do you know what I really struggle with, which I struggle with this daily, and I don't know about anybody else, right and left.
Oh yeah, I still do that. Or I do, it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey. Did you know that one?
No, do you know what? I've had all of these little anecdotes to try and make me remember them. It's literally a conscious thing for me. I'm left-handed and I don't know whether that's like, you know, like...
Oh, maybe, yeah, because maybe. Lefties are supposed to be really good with their creative side.
Well, maybe. I'm just honestly, when I was learning to drive, here's a fun fact for you. It was only 5 weeks after I'd passed my driving test that I knew you had to give way to the right. And I'm like...
Well, if it makes you feel any better, how long have I been driving? I passed in 2012. And so I've been driving for nearly 10 years now. Uh-huh. The other day I was driving and I just forgot what side of the road to be on. I was driving, I was like, am I on the right side of the road?
Yeah.
Because there weren't any other cars around me, so I couldn't judge it. And when I mean 10 years and I still get confused with what side of the road.
I hear you.
Like, I don't know, do we drive on the right? We do. I don't even know that. Do you know what?
If you put me on the spot now, I probably wouldn't be able to say. And do you know why it is? Because I don't have a car anymore because it was literally sitting outside in the car parking space rusting.
Yeah.
And, you know, living in London, it's, you know, and with the pandemic and everything. But I hire a lot of cars for when we go and do our events. And I drove, so I don't drive that often. So it's like this big thing that I build up in my head now.
Yeah.
Going, shit, I'm getting in the car, right, left and everything like that. When I was, when they weren't giving way, when I, referring to what I said about giving way, I was like, why is everyone beeping at me?
I'm just driving.
I'm just doing my thing. I'm here trying to drive my best life.
Get off my back. God.
Let me do me. So here's what some of the Huns had to say, because we put that problem out to the followers of Hunsnet. And you can guarantee that the Huns of Hunsnet will come back with some absolute corkers bit of advice. So here's what they had to say. So, really good at maths, Watford. Don't listen to them, darling. You could be the next Carol Vorderhun. Rear of the year calling soon, Dally.
That is a curvy queen as well. My God.
She is hun. Teach me. She is playing with us on Instagram.
She knows what she's doing, little Carol. She knows exactly what she's doing.
We are all just living in Carol's world.
We are. And I'm okay with it.
I'm happy. Yeah, I've got a passport. I don't want to leave. Shell03 says, very simply, if they love the maths, do the maths. Lovely. If it was October the 3rd, I think this is a Mean Girls reference,
yes.
Says, own it and join other mathletes, obs.
100%.
And Angelou Jeff says, just you and the angles angle. That's maths humour, hun.
There we are. Do you know what? I think because I went to a all-girl school, so I feel like we never, ever had to try dumb ourselves down. I feel like it's almost like who could be the best.
Yeah.
Whereas I think if we go to a mixed school, because there's boys involved and stuff like that, it's a distraction. Yeah. Oh, my God. When my mum said, you're going to a girl's school, I was like, I'm reporting you to child services. That's
what I need to do. Abuse.
But now I'm like, my kids are going to a nunnery.
Yeah.
Okay. No in between. They are just going to a convent, and I'll see you when you're 18 when you pass your nun test.
Love it. Love it. You know, one thing that I've written about in the book is group chats and about how many group chats you have. With your, do you have like a school friends group chat or do you still have friends from school that you're friends
yeah,
with?
Yeah, I do. So we probably have got a group chat, but it's probably a little bit dormant.
Yeah.
But I talk to both of them individually. They talk to each other individually. So we all, or I'll talk to one, but I'll talk to the other one via her. So I'll be like, oh, can you ask Rosie, like, if she's going to come around? Or so, yeah, we still do that. But I think because we're old now, like, we've known each other since we're 11.
Yeah.
It's almost like we could go years about talking. Yeah. And then I could be like, do you want to come around?
Exactly. And you just pick up where you leave off. And I think
100%.
That's where friends peter off, is where when that becomes a problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when that becomes a problem. I've had friends who I no longer speak to. Because obviously you weren't showing them enough time or anything like that. Oh. But then I have other friends, which, you know, people have babies and do this, that, and the other.
100%. Like, I don't wash my hair, like, enough times. Let alone talk to my friends.
Yeah. I read online on Twitter. I said I didn't go on Twitter, obviously, too. And somebody was like, I was with somebody the other day and somebody just phoned somebody out of the blue. How random is that? It's like, do people do that anymore? It's like...
Yeah, so I get calls from my friend Emma every now and then, and I wait for it to stop ringing. And I'm like, oh, my God, did you mean that? She's like, oh, my God, no, sorry, that was honey. I'm like, whoa. I was thinking, what on earth? She's like, no, I'd never. Like, what?
Can I ask you your thoughts on voice notes? What's your thoughts on voice notes? Because I voice notes are like an integral part of like hun friendship groups. I struggle with voice notes.
Yeah, sometimes it's like a lot of responsibility to have to listen to.
Yeah.
If there's one out of the blue, I'll listen to it because I'm like, oh, my God, this must be urgent.
Sure.
But if we're actually in a conversation, it can be a text.
Yeah.
Unless you're out walking or doing something like that,
yeah,
it can be a text. A text will suffice.
Right. Okay. On to our final bit. Okay. Part of the Fundamental Guide to Life on the podcast, each of our guests each week gets to induct someone into the Royal Hun Kingdom or the King Hun. And it can be anyone. It can be your friend. It can be somebody famous. It could be somebody, anyone you want. Okay.
Yeah.
And why they should be crowned this week's Royal Hun and why.
So my ultimate Hun, just in life, I've loved her for a long, long time, is Catherine Ryan, the comedian.
Sure.
She is a queen. And she's the Duchess, actually. She's got a series on Netflix called The Duchess. Uh-huh. But she's recently brought her own book out called The Audacity. And it's literally all about the audacity of being a hun and how people just have a problem with it. And I am all for it. She is funny. She is sassy. She is what I want to be when I'm older.
Fabulous. So have you ever met her?
So she invited me the other day to her book launch.
Uh-huh.
And like I went in there and I was all nervous. And then I realised I was like one of the only like influencers that she invited. And I was just like... And then her husband came up to me and he was like, do you mind if I have a picture of you? And I was like, only if you adopt me.
So when are you moving in?
Basically that, yeah. She is just the best. I love her so
great.
Much.
Great. Fabulous. Well, she is now inducted into the Hun's Net Royal Hunness. Also as well, like with people that you meet out on the, because obviously you found fame, you know, at the beginning of lockdown, you've not been, do you still get starstruck by people? Who have you met who you've been like super starstruck by?
Colleen Nolan.
Colleen.
Oh my God, the ultimate hun.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is, I've done a podcast with Dermot Murnaghan, who is like one of the guys on Sky News.
Sure.
That was wild to me.
Yeah.
But anyone I meet, like I'm still just a normal person. Yeah. Anyone I meet is wild.
Yeah.
Like it's crazy to me. I've done a podcast when I'm just come out of Love Island with Honey Kinney, who is an actual babe.
Yeah.
And like, I just said, oh my God, I love that girl. I'm obsessed with her. And they was like, yeah, her dad's Jonathan Ross. And I was like, I'm sorry, what? What? And then they was like, yeah, and her mum wrote The Kingsman. And I was like, get me a cab home. I need to go home, drink some holy water and just really think about what's going on in my life.
Do you know who's one of the first people to like my posts? And it blows my mind every time, talking about news readers, is Lucrezia. Off ITV.
Lucrezia Millerini.
I absolutely love Lucrezia. And every time I see her, like, delivering me the news just before or after Loose Women, I can't remember, depending on whether I'm watching it on Plus One, it just blows my mind. Shauna, I am literally bowled over by not only your references, your knowledge of Han culture, the fact that you own it, the fact that you're so sassy, the fact that you're such a positive person and great online. I think you're awesome. I'm literally in awe of you.
Aww.
Thank you so much for the for giving us that Han golden quote. Congrats, Han. Putting it out there for us all to enjoy. Thank you for joining us on the Fundamental Guide to Life, and we'll see you very, very soon. Just remind everybody where people can find you online.
Oh, so they can find me at Shauna Phillips on Instagram.
Yep.
They can find me at Shauna_P on Twitter. Very sassy on that one, so yeah, don't miss out on that.
Fabulous. And it's you mentioned something about a G. Look for Shauna with a G.
Yeah, if you struggle with my name, just S-H-A-U-G. And there's no one else with that. So just get the 5 letters right and everything else will sort itself out.
Fabulous. Shauna, keep on hunting. Love you loads.
Thank you so much. Mwah.
That's it from the Fundamental Guide to Life. This episode, don't forget, you can get your fix of our Gorgina picks and more tracks to pop your pussy to with some Prosexy. So follow the Hunsnet profile on Spotify, where we'll dump all of the songs. And of course, don't forget to subscribe and follow this podcast. Oh yeah, and rate and review 5 stars. Thank you.
Insanity Group.
If you love Hunsnet and you love brunch and you've not checked out Hunsnet's Hun Brunch, then you're missing out, honey. Join us at least once a month in London and up and down the country for drag dallins, gorgy cocky teas, competitions, prizes, exclusive merch giveaways, and wall-to-wall Huns. So whether it's a birthday celebration, hen party, girly catch-up, or actually, for any reason whatsoever, get on the Nokia 3310 to the girly whirlies and get yourselves to Hun Brunch immediately, if not sooner. Tickets exclusively available on Dice.